My route lay up on a long and spacious valley called the Bellows, because the winds rush up or down it with violence and storms, sloping up to the very clouds between the principal range and the lower mountain. There were a few farms scattered along at different elevations, each commanding a fine prospect of the mountains to the north, and a stream ran down the middle of the valley, on which near the head there was a mill. It seemed a road for the pilgrim to enter upon who would climb to the gates of heaven. Now I crossed... Hey, shh, settle down. Everything's all right. You're all right. No, don't move. You'll disturb your bones. Look, I'm more than willing to answer any questions you may have. But first and foremost, I need you to stop thrashing about like that. And you certainly aren't going to do yourself any favours with all that shrieking. I apologise. Let me start over. Would a simple hello be sufficient? I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this. You could tell? I see. That's a relief to me somehow. Good question. No, really. I'm glad you're asking them, but I doubt that I have the answer you want. The most specific answer I can give is that where you are is in my home. I can't name a city district or township off the top of my head. No, no phone signal. No internet, no landlines. I'm afraid I don't have anything to really help you out in that area. No, I insist you stay in bed. You're in no condition to be walking. No, it was just how I found you. Unconscious, hardly breathing. The blood speckled on the dry leaves was still fresh as far as I could tell. I could smell it in the air. I brought you back and patched you up as best I could. See? Your leg's been propped up, amongst other things. The splint is holding firm. The bone marrow hasn't slipped into your bloodstream from what I can tell. I'm encouraged to take this as a good sign. How? I learned as a necessity. The nearest hospital is... well, not near at all. Trust me. I want you to be able to go home as soon as you can too. But as you are now, I'm afraid that isn't possible. Can I ask what you were doing out here in the first place? You're quite a ways from my home, but also far from the nearest highway. I can't help but fear the worst, that maybe you were dumped there before you had... Listen to me. I know you're afraid. You have every right to be. But I would never harm you. And I certainly wouldn't harm you without any history or any way to have known you before. What I'm trying to say is... Actually, never mind. Perhaps it would be best if you just went back to sleep. Hmm? This? This is an essay. Or, more accurately, a series of journal entries about a man and his brother as they travel to Concord up the Merrimack Rivers. Not everyone likes this sort of thing. Books usually need to have people and plots to be commercially successful. Frankly, I would much rather be left to myself as I get lost in the world. Even if that world ends up being cruel and ugly. Of course, I don't mind reading to you again. And besides, you need your rest. Feel free to stop me if you need anything. Otherwise, the dry reed should help put you to sleep. Now I crossed a hayfield, and now over the brook, on a slight bridge still gradually ascending all the while, with a sort of awe, and filled with indefinite expectations as to what kind of inhabitants and what kind of nature I should come to at last. It now seemed some advantage that the earth was uneven.